The Citizens Review Board in Charlotte was established during a tense time between police and the public. It was 1997. Just a few years earlier, riots had erupted in Los Angeles following the videotaped police beating of motorist Rodney King. Charlotte had its own turmoil over a series of shootings by police. The Citizens Review Board consists of unpaid citizen volunteers who review the most serious complaints against the police. Conduct unbecoming of an officer, for example, improper use of force, or the shooting of a civilian. Care Romansky turned to the board several years ago when she says a CMPD officer
slammed me on the hood of my car after he spun me around. I'm not resisting. There's no reason to hurt me. He still kept with the pressure and putting all his body weight on top of me, and there was no reason for it. I'm 4'11". He's 6 foot tall. He could use one hand if he wanted to restrain me.
Romansky complained to CMPD and then turned to the Citizens Review Board when she learned the officer would not be disciplined for his behavior.
There was really no outcome they found in the chief's favor.
It shouldn't have been a surprise. Of the 79 cases the Citizens Review Board has heard since 1997, none were decided in favor of the citizen. An ongoing study by students at the Charlotte School of Law and subsequent investigation by the Charlotte Observer have now led the city council to take a closer look at the Citizens Review Board. Last night, CMPD Chief Rodney Monroe defended his disciplinary policies before the city council. He reminded them that the Citizens Review Board is sort of a last resort for citizens unhappy with how the chief decides to discipline an officer. First, the complaint goes to CMPD. And of the more than 1,200 such complaints lodged, Monroe says CMPD took the citizen's side in nearly half.
And with that, over 20,000 hours of active suspensions were issued to officers based on those sustained violations, and over 3,900 hours of inactive suspensions. From 2002 to present, over 100 officers have been recommended for termination from the CMPD.
That information seemed to comfort some city council members. But Mayor Anthony Fox says,
I still think that there is a question in my mind about the standard.
The standard refers to the amount of evidence you have to provide in order for the Citizens Review Board to rule in your favor. It's called abuse of discretion, and it basically means you have to show the police chief was completely arbitrary in his decision on how to punish or not punish the officer at the center of your complaint.
Abuse of discretion seems to be a remarkably high standard to have to meet in order for a case to be overturned, because as the record shows, no case has actually gotten that far, and it's the standard.
Dozens of citizens and civil rights advocates showed up at the council meeting last night asking for that standard to be lowered. They also want the Citizens Review Board to have the power to investigate cases and subpoena evidence rather than be limited to just CMPD's internal review of the officer's conduct. The city council instructed its new city manager, Ron Carley, to gather more public input and come back with a list of possible options for reforming the Citizens Review Board within 3 months. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.